Hello, this is Barbara Alistar from VetLife. And before you ask, yes, this really is my accent. It's actually a Scottish accent, and I'm rather proud of it. I think it fits me very well. Perfect for many, many encounters, casual conversation, more intimate whispering of words, and also for storytelling. Now, Zora Daddy has asked me to read and record this file for him so he could share it with you. This is entry one for the book entitled Zeke and Lily, Her Diary. If you like what you hear, please check out the book and more at ZoroABDaddy.com. Enjoy. Dear Diary, my name is Lily Paddington, and I'm a dream catcher. I look for the rainbow after a thunderstorm, seeing the flowers grow from the rain as a reassurance that everything happens for a reason. At this point in my life, it's very important that I remember this. I used to work for a newspaper here in Lancaster, PA, but now I can't. I've been diagnosed with a pretty crummy disease. The treatments I've endured and the medicine I take leave me rather weak. Every step of the way, there has been a very special someone who has helped me through this difficult time. He is my fiancé and my daddy, and he takes care of me. He tells me that it's not healthy to keep my emotions inside, and says that venting is good, or perhaps that writing down how I feel, good or bad, will help. So I decided to start keeping a diary. But I'm not going to write about my illness. Instead, I'm going to write about the things in my life that are going well. I'm so lucky to be surrounded with such love and support that keeps me smiling when I probably would have cried and makes me happy when I'm feeling depressed. These are my words and my thoughts. Love, Lily Paddington. Entry 1, September 1st. Dear Diary. Hello again, it's me, Lily. I don't know where to begin. Let's see. Almost 2 months have passed since Zeke and I got back from the Bahamas. I don't remember when we actually got back because I was unconscious and in a coma. I had been feeling sick for a couple of days on vacation, and then I collapsed one night as we walked on the beach. The next thing I remember, I woke up in a hospital back here in Lancaster, PA. I spent a few days there and was released into Zeke's care. Since then, I've been in and out of that hospital too many times. Zeke spent every moment that he could with me in the hospital, even sleeping in an uncomfortable chair next to my bed, night after night. Every time I was released, he brought me back to his apartment. Not too long ago, he asked me to move in. So I guess it's our apartment now. This most recent return home from the hospital had an added surprise waiting for me. I walked into our apartment to find that he had moved all my stuff in. Bye-bye, Lime Street apartment. I decorate the place when I find the strength. Zeke has been very good about allowing me to set things up as I want without complaining. I think his mother did a very good job of raising him. But shh, don't tell him I said that. But I gave him some input privileges. Like, for example, in my nursery. Oh my god, I'm sorry, I totally forgot to tell you about our little secret. Zeke is my daddy, and I'm his baby girl. He takes care of me, as if I were a baby. He dresses me in all sorts of babyish clothing. Sometimes it's just a little baby tee, sometimes it's a nightie, or maybe a onesie. But I dress in big girl clothes when we leave the apartment. He almost always speaks to me like I'm a baby, and he makes me feel so little with his words. His voice is always soft, and his tone is always calm. He never gets angry, he never yells, and always treats me very well. He took the guest room and transformed it into a nursery for me. Oh, let me tell you about this nursery. My nursery is heavily decorated in pink, which I have no problem with. There is a toy chest in one corner of the room with every toy I used to play with as a little girl. From My Little Pony, to Rainbow Bright, to Cabbage Patch Dolls, to Care Bears, to every girl's favorite, Barbie, and She-Ra, the Princess of Power action doll. He went out and bought them all for me. I wish I could have gone along on that trip so I could have seen him standing in line holding a bunch of little girls' toys in his hands. On all of the walls are butterfly stickers in bright colours. They always make me think of the first day that I met him. The topic of butterflies kept coming up in our discussions. I was really nervous about meeting him for the first time, and I told him that I had butterflies in my tummy. But I also love clothing with butterflies on them. There's even a crib. It's white and loaded with teddy bears. and the pink crib sheets have Disney princess prints on them. Every day after lunch, he makes me take a nap in that crib. Sleeping in a crib is one of the most relaxing things that I have ever done. It's so comfortable, and everything is so soft. I love it. And when he puts me in it and tells me it's nap time, I feel like a little baby. I don't know where to begin to tell you how much I crave feeling like a baby. It's near the heart of our relationship to one another, right next to an honest, unyielding love I have for him. I am able to look at him with two sets of eyes. One set belongs to a girl who has fallen head over heels with a boy. The other set belongs to a little girl who sees him as the daddy she should have had since her birth. The changing table in my nursery is right next to the crib. I find myself lying on that table quite often, looking up at him with the eyes of a little girl dependent on him for life. Next to the changing table is a closet with the cutest outfits that give me the baby feeling when I wear them. I still have my big girl clothing, somewhere, I think, but I only ever wear them when we go out. There's a big shelf in the corner that Zeke built himself. It has every possible book on it I could want, from my cheesy adult romance novels to Dr. Seuss to Sesame Street. Oh, not to be forgotten are my endless collections of coloring books and really big basket of crayons. I will sit on the Disney rug in the middle of the room and color, or I'll color on the living room rug, but I've learned to put the crayon and crayons and coloring books away. It drives Zeke crazy when I leave them laying all over the place. The ceiling lights up with glow-in-the-dark stars, aligned as they appeared in the summer sky. Astronomy is a hobby of mine. Well, not really a hobby. I just like to look up the stars. But Zeke will close the curtains and turn off the lights when it's nap time. The ceiling stars light up, and with the glow of a nightlight in the wall, I lay there and make pictures out of them. A painting on the wall is of a baby girl lying on a lily leaf, surrounded by beautiful forests, is what I turn my attention to next to before I fall asleep. I remember when he first showed me that nursery. I was so touched by it. All I could do was cry. The first night I slept in this apartment, I remember thinking to myself and wondering when he was going to ask me to marry him so I could live like this every day. Well, he didn't ask me to marry him on that night. And he didn't ask me to marry him when we were in the Bahamas. He waited until he brought me home from the hospital. I felt horrible at that moment, not because he proposed to me, but because he and my father met one another in the hospital and had a fight. I was also feeling weak, and I was worried about what the future might hold with my treating my disease. Needless to say, I wasn't having happy thoughts that day until he asked me to marry him. The daddy and baby girl thing has been a journey for me. I know I'm submissive, but I have always wanted the kindest, gentlest daddy to be in control of me. And you really don't find a lot of guys like that. They may say it, but they really don't mean it, or they really don't know that kind and gentle, they don't know what that means. Even fewer would take the time to find out exactly what I'm looking for. Zeke isn't perfect, but he has perfect intentions with me, and I can see those intentions in his heart, within his actions, and in the sound of his words. It hasn't been hard to listen to him. I may even go so far as to say that it hasn't been hard to obey him. But when I say that, it sounds ugly. He isn't power hungry. He simply has a dominant nature to him. And he makes me feel very little, because he is in charge. It's never harsh, but it still affects me in a way I've never felt before. And that's why I love the most. He also makes me wear a diaper all the time, which makes me feel even more little. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that he makes me wear it, because I want to wear diapers just as much as he wants me to. And I guess I shouldn't say that a diaper makes me feel little. I don't really need diapers to feel like his baby girl, but it does add to a role, which is becoming my natural personality more and more every day. There are moments that Zeke calls bonding moments. Some have to do with how he takes care of me, like how he bathes me by hand every day in the bathtub, or how he compassionately deals with my depression, or how he spoon feeds me a meal when I'm feeling too weak to do it myself, or how he holds me when I'm feeling sad, or how he listens to me when I just need to talk about how I'm feeling. And this one takes out a lot out of him. Let's face it, he's a typical guy and he can only talk about emotions for so long, and I am a typical girl who can talk about matters of the heart for hours without growing weary of the topic. But a lot of the bonding moments center around my diaper. As silly as that sounds, it's true. When I feel his hand on my bottom as he tacks my diaper, I begin to feel ill. When I'm lying on the changing table in my nursery or on the living room rug or on the couch or wherever he decides and he changes my diaper, you better believe there is some bonding going on. I need him at that moment to make me feel secure, to make me feel safe, and to tell me he will take care of me. I guess he could tell me that anytime and comfort me anytime, and certainly he does. But when I'm lying in front of him, naked, vulnerable, and helpless, I am in dire need of attention to my heart and my mind. He gives me that attention, and I grow more and more attached to him because of it. And that's what bonds our hearts. Having the toys and the clothing and the nursery helped me to feel like his baby girl. But wearing that diaper reminds me that I am his responsibility. And I then know that I am the most important thing to him in the whole world. Even more important than his Kansas City Chiefs making it to the World Series or whatever, but ugh, football. That's a complete entry in itself. I'll save it for another time. Zeke just told me that he's preparing my pamphlet and that I have to finish up what I'm writing. So let me end this by saying this, then it's off to bath and then bed for me. I never forget to tell him I love him. And I never forget to say thank you. But more importantly to me, I never forget to mean it when I say those things. It's so easy to become selfish, especially when he cares to me all the time. I could take him for granted and lose him. I might not even realize that I'm taking him for granted. But just like everyone else, Zeke only has one heart, and it's big. But when his heart becomes broken, or when I believe I will always get what I want, that's the moment this fairy tale might end for good. I don't want everyone to find out if that's the case. I love him too much to risk losing him to my faultlessness. So I'll never take him for granted. Okay, that's it. Night night. Love, Lily.